USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Former President Donald Trump is getting set to take the stage at the Conservative Political Action Conference. His former senior campaign advisor, Corey Lewandowski, tells Fox Nation there's a lot to look forward to in the Republican Party with Trump as its leader.
This is the party of Donald Trump. And the buzz today about the president coming here to lay out his vision for what he's going to do over the next months and years is palatable.
Security forces in Myanmar opened fire on protesters, killing at least 18 and wounding 30. Protesters are demanding that the elected government be restored to power after being ousted by a coup 4 weeks ago. The UN Human Rights Office has strongly condemned the escalating violence against protesters and calls for the military to stand down against peaceful protesters. 47 pro-democracy campaigners and activists in Hong Kong have been charged with conspiracy to commit subversion in the largest crackdown on the opposition under China's new national security law. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A second arrest has been made in the shooting of two sheriff's deputies in Georgia. Authorities say the deputies were shot with a .30-caliber rifle as they moved in to assist with a car chase involving two brothers who were reportedly speeding. The pursuit started in Florida and crossed state lines on Highway 84 Saturday night. The Decatur County Sheriff's Department announced the arrest of Troy Phillips this afternoon. His brother was arrested last night. One of the deputies is said to be in critical condition. And police responding to check on a vacant home in Kansas were injured by a possible explosive device.
If someone was inside, if this is a booby trap, we don't know if this was a gun or if it was some type of improvised device. That's what we're investigating.
Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says homeowners asked them to check on the home because several windows were open and they thought squatters might be inside. Three officers were rushed to a hospital. One of them is in serious condition. Another has been released. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Ebola virus is once again killing people in Africa.
The government is implementing new measures to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus by travelers from Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo entering the country, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The announcement comes after Ebola outbreaks in the two African countries that have killed a combined 9 people, according to the WHO. Previous outbreaks in the countries, as well as Liberia and Sierra Leone, killed thousands of people. In a statement, the CDC said, "The Ebola outbreaks in the two countries are in remote areas, and the risk of spreading to the U.S. is extremely low. The Biden administration is committed to working closely with the affected countries to end these outbreaks before they grow into epidemics." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Myanmar's top diplomat has been fired after a speech to the United Nations asking for help in ending the coup.
Speaking before the UN General Assembly on Friday, Kia Motun denounced the February 1st coup that saw the military return to power in the country. He called on the international community to help bring an end to the coup and restore democracy in Myanmar. State television announced his dismissal on Saturday, saying that he'd betrayed the country. Myanmar has been rocked by daily protests since the military arrested senior members of the civilian government and declared a year-long state of emergency. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.